anyway.
Hey. Anyway, broadcast professional.
Okay, sorry.
The feedback and...
My headphones had a giant knot in them, and I got caught up in it.
Had a bunch of snot in them, what?
Yeah, it was not great.
No.
I'm a professional, though, so hey.
Hey, man.
Who are you?
I don't know. I just wandered into the building.
Sluggo's back. He's been gone 2 weeks.
It's been 2 freaking weeks.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, crazy. I'm ready for another month and a half off.
I'm sure you are.
Is that okay?
Nope.
You don't mind doing it for on your own?
I was fine on my own because our listeners are cool.
Yeah, very true, right?
But
yeah,
it's fun to have you here. And I did miss you.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
I had dreams about doing this damn show with you. How weird is that?
Was I hot?
Oh, always.
Was I good?
We were on an Amtrak train and we were several rows apart trying to do this show.
Hilarious.
Like, it just didn't work.
That's weird.
Yeah. I was like, wait, I woke up. I'm like, wait, I give a rat's ass? I
thought, I used to not care.
No, that's my MO, man.
Aren't you supposed to be talking into the...
I don't know. It's not working.
Because you're talking into the side.
What's going on?
Yeah, you're supposed to...
Hello?
No, right? No, toward you.
Toward you. I know. It doesn't want to.
No, but it's up.
Hi. Hi.
I'm saying it straight up.
You know.
Like this.
Like that.
Yeah,
oh, like that.
That.
Oh, is that how you do it?
Yes, that's how you always done it.
It's been 2 weeks. I don't know how to do it anymore.
What the hell?
This is going to be a bad day, man.
This is going to be a great day.
Don't make me laugh.
Oh, no. That laugh is still there.
Oh, my God.
Are you COVID-y?
I have taken several COVID tests, and
okay.
Since you've already had it twice, I figured I probably better make sure I don't have it.
That would be appreciated.
I just have a smoker's cough sort of thing going on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because of the weed?
Very little COVID. Yeah, I don't stop me from smoking my weed, though, man. I'll tell you what.
Of course not.
Not at all.
On today's show, what you drink, what it says about you.
Oh, nice.
I figured I would do that one just for you.
Ha!
We have Gimme 5 at 5 o'clock, which is 5 songs in a row with the theme.
Yeah, today we're doing a countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So the song or the title has, band has something to do with those numbers.
Okay.
Until we get to number one.
Things you've seen people do while driving?
Ooh, that's, yeah.
I saw somebody doing something that is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I will tell you about that coming up. People are dumb on the program today.
Oh, nice.
We have a great one.
I love those.
There's a guy who killed a chicken, and I want him to be set free based on his storytelling alone.
We'll go out with signs. We'll get a whole lot of people out there.
Yes,
free the chicken killer.
And Sluggo's Black Death. I want to hear more about that. <That's coming up. laughs> I don't love that.
Oh, my God.
95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Who?
Sluggo.
You were on your own all that time. How weird was that? I mean, it's been like 30 years since you've been in.
Since I talked to myself?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always had somebody else to talk to, and it was odd.
Yeah, it's gotta be. Odd. There's always people wandering around usually.
Yep.
And
yep, yep.
That was bizarre.
I was just sitting here by myself going...
Were you sitting on the floor turning the light on and off?
Pretty much,
yeah. Like in Fatal Attraction.
And you were what?
Well, I mean, I had a week's vacation, which was awesome, during which, of course,
you took to Phoenix.
Well, that part wasn't so great.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, of
the
course,
drive.
I got sick.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know, I figured out that I've been out on that ribbon of freeway between Phoenix and LA for 14 days in my life, 2 full weeks traveling back and forth over the years.
That is a hellacious drive.
It sucks.
And there are flights. There are things called airplanes.
Well, I didn't want to get sick. But I got sick.
Oh, but you got sick.
Yeah,
okay,
got sick,
so you had 2 weeks ago, you were off for vacation.
Yeah.
And then you came back from vacation sick.
Yeah.
And on Saturday, Sunday?
Sunday. Yeah.
So then did you think, I have COVID?
Yeah, sure. Yes.
You did. Okay.
Yeah. But the test came back negative, and Tuesday we were able to get a PCR, and we got the results on, I don't know, Wednesday evening.
But still, Tuesday, Wednesday, you felt really
like
bad.
Like crap. And I know since you've had it a couple of times, I didn't want to risk getting you sick at all.
No, I did not want to get sick either.
Yeah. But,
as my daughter's in town, and it's kind of important that she not get it, so I have to be extra careful.
Right.
So thank you. But did you not come in because I asked you not to?
And I'm lazy, you know. I just
you were like, oh, yeah, of course.
But I got to tell you, this is how rare.
Nobody would have met with that better than you.
Oh, darn.
You know what?
Go in?
I think maybe you should stay home. All right.
I never take time off, though, honestly.
You don't? No, I know.
No, and it's like, I have like 3 different jobs I do.
Mm-hmm.
And a little morning show thing
on
a satellite. I didn't do that. I didn't do my music, precious music scheduling for this
Thing.
And I didn't come in and hang out with you. So I was sick. Because that's crazy. I never do that.
What did you do?
I just laid there and felt like crap.
Did you watch TV?
Nope.
You didn't watch
Played on my phone and slept.
That, to me, is the sign of how sick a person is.
Yeah, if you can stumble
if you can watch TV,
into the TV or whatever.
Then you're sick, but least you're able to be entertained.
Nope. I just look at Twitter and fight with people and go back to sleep. Yeah, you're an idiot. There, I told you.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to sleep. Hopefully I'll wake up and feel a little better.
Yeah. Cough? Still the cough?
Oh, my God. It was like one of my family members has a hell of a smoker's cough. From mm-hmm. I sounded just like her. I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you are alive still? Yeah, you know. Would you say you're still sick?
A little black mucus here and there. No, I'm much better now.
You still have the plague.
I still have the plague. That's my question. Yeah, yeah.
You're much better, but...
Still have the plague.
When you cough...
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's nasty. I'm sure you'll hear it today. Because you some bitch, always make me laugh, and that's when it happens.
Can you cough that way?
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm going to cough on the other direction.
I'm not on the microphone. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're not on the microphone most of the time anyway.
I don't know how these things work. You know, it's up to you, man. All you got to do is say, go home.
No,
do it. Please!
I'm going to say something, and I'm not usually honest very much on this show.
Right.
I miss you.
Aw. Damn, dude.
So sorry.
Aw.
Got to continue.
What the hell?
Sorry.
Yeah, I miss doing this, man. It's fun.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, brother.
Here's why you and I would not be good jurors. Because it really depends on the storytelling ability of the person. If I find them funny... I'm going to rule in their favor. Now, there's a dude in Florida who was having a fight with his neighbor over his chicken.
Okay.
And the dude ended up killing his chicken.
Oh, okay. His neighbor's chicken.
Yes. The guy's name is James Nix. He's 54 years old.
He's a total dickweed. What a terrible thing to do. Poor chicken.
Right.
Did he at least eat said
Until
chicken?
Until you hear the story.
Oh, okay.
This is the man who did the killing telling the story of what happened with the chicken.
Neighbors in a fight over a dead rooster, and one of them facing a felony charge. Aggravated animal cruelty is a third-degree felony, meaning that he could face up to 5 years in prison.
All right, I forgot about that. Now it's him.
I didn't know to give it a 21-gun salute, CPR, mouth-to-mouth, you know, or call the chicken ambulance.
Call the chicken ambulance.
You either hate with extreme hatred or love this guy.
So I'm defending myself, you know, I was feared for my safety, and the chicken, you know, died.
But now he's trying to say that this rooster, this cock, came after him?
Yeah.
Come on.
I like that he goes, I'm just defending myself, and then this rooster dies.
Turns out.
Something in between there?
Sam is wringing his neck for an hour and a half, and it just popped off, but I don't know.
Here's the chicken owner, who's much more calm.
Oh.
I have not heard that, because I know the neighbor here. I know him. Like, we're friends. He never said anything to me about it.
They were friends until he killed his...
Until he killed his chicken.
So this has got to be one of them... I'm trying to think of the rooster call. That everybody...
Oh, yeah, because it was making noise early in the morning?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's got to be...
Not
in there. I mean, they do it all damn day. Everybody always says, it's the morning, but man, they...
So they go back to the crazy guy, and he says that it attacked his dad.
I did tell him, after the chicken hit my dad, I said, hey, man, the chicken attacked my dad.
Hit his dad?
Yes.
With, like, a gloved wing?
Don't know.
What's to do? It's just a chicken. What's he going to do?
Yeah, exactly. What's a chicken going to do?
I mean, honestly, I can see that point.
I have seen chickens chase people, however, and people are running from them.
Yes.
Well, like, this what guy, is your problem?
This it's guy was chicken. Cornered, and the chicken came on hard.
His neck flares up, and he's doing his thing, and he's trying to jump up at me. And I try to hit it, but the chicken's jumping up at me, and I accidentally knocked it in the head.
You know, I'm starting to come to your side, dude. It's terrible.
It's awful.
He's over there. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
The chicken, he jumped up in the air.
And I kicked at it, and I just happened to make contact. I did not mean to.
Then I hit him.
Oops.
You know, call it a lucky shot, whatever.
I don't think you're calling it a lucky shot unless that's what you meant to do.
Thank you.
Right?
I said, I'm calling JSO. I called JSO. JSO didn't do nothing. And then a couple days later, I realized I could call animal control.
So he calls animal control.
Oh, so much for his being a friend.
And the guy spends 30 hours in jail.
Ooh.
And he's very upset.
Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me.
Do they work at the chicken ranch, the chicken police?
I don't know. I don't know anything else about that story except for their neighbors and
no longer friends.
And one of them is down the chicken. And I'm rooting for the guy that did it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about a guy who killed his neighbor's chicken. rooster, whatever it was.
He choked him to death? Is that how you choked that chicken?
He hit him with a stick.
Oh, okay.
He just happened to hit him in the head. You could call it good luck, he said.
Yeah. But it was really a rooster, wasn't it? Or was it... Someone's calling in about it.
KLOS, hello.
That wasn't a chicken that guy was dealing with. It was a rooster.
Yeah, exactly.
And roosters are mean, aggressive animals, and they have spurs on their leg above their claws, and they have beak.
Yep.
I have a neighbor who keeps chickens. We have delicious eggs, but for a while he had a rooster.
It's just a chicken. What's he going to do?
And one year, several years back, a neighbor's little dog got in there and was attacking the chickens. The rooster killed the neighbor's
chihuahua.
And I'm not kidding. That guy was vicious.
So what happened to the rooster?
The city made him get rid of it.
So if you were a human being attacked by a rooster, what would it do to you?
Well, they have like these claws, these spikes on the back. They will slice with their claws, have a spike up on the
right
where your ankle would be, and they will ribbon you with that. And it's sharp, and it'll tear the flesh right open.
I mean, they are kind of related to dinosaurs from way back when.
They're savage beasts.
Wow. Yes.
So you believe this guy.
And he's trying to jump up at me. And I try to hit it, but the chicken's jumping up at me, and I accidentally knocked it in the head.
I think he acted in self-defense, trying to protect his elderly father.
All right.
Yeah. Like I say, hey, they have cockfights, and the guys who run those, they wear big, heavy leather gloves and stuff, you know?
I always thought that was something else.
Nope.
Scott Pilgrim features that song.
The movie?
Yeah, and I've never seen that movie sober.
Really?
Not once. I've seen it
several
times.
Have you seen any movie sober?
But I love that song. It's a twofer there from the Rolling Stones. I love that particular ditty.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb.
Yeah, baby!
When you're a dumb, Kevin and Sligo, they ought to know.
I did People Are Dumb a couple times last week, but I didn't know where that was, so I just didn't play.
Did you sing it at least?
No, I didn't.
Aw.
No.
You have such beautiful singing voice.
Woman who claims she was knocked over by child running amok in a supermarket loses her claim. This is the dumbest woman alive. She claimed that she had been knocked over by a child that's 9 years old that was just running around the store like crazy.
Was this you? Did this happen? Did you do this? You were a little terror when you were a kid.
Oh, I would have been me if I was a kid, for
right?
Sure, yes.
Right.
But she was knocked over while she was pregnant.
Oh, man.
And so she claimed that she needed, insurance to pay.
Right.
So she said, my left leg is, I can't move it.
Ah.
And then she went to the doctor, and she said, my right leg is really hurt. And the doctor said, hey, about that, didn't you say it was your
left leg?
And she said, oh, no, it's my back.
Oh, sure. I always confuse my left and my right leg with my back.
Right.
On a regular basis.
So she changed it, and then her lawyer in court said there's CCTV footage of it. Go back and get the footage of it and watch this kid run into her.
Right, and it was Giuliani's little friend coming up. And
so they went back to the CCTV footage, and the little 9-year-old was running by, and she literally put her foot out and tripped him.
Wow!
And
really?
He
wiped
out.
Wow!
Yes.
Wow!
So
wow!
Her lawyer brought in the CCTV footage that showed that she would trip the kid. It had nothing to do with her being hurt by
a
kid.
I hope the parents sued her.
It does not say if that happened, but she did. The court case was thrown out.
Yeah, well, screw that.
Once her own lawyer showed video of her.
And did she not go, hold on a minute. You got footage, huh?
Right.
Back off.
That's my point. Right.
Admit defeat.
It was her lawyer.
Oh, my God.
That did it. You should go back and get that video that shows me tripping that kid. So they threw it out. She's not very smart. That's the point. She's not smart.
Ding dang!
Want to read this Best of Nextdoor app before we talk about this
Absolutely,
topic?
Absolutely, yeah.
Please keep your dogs and children quiet this morning. Some of us have been up all night setting off fireworks. Thanks. Hilarious.
That's beautiful.
I saw on the freeway. Listen, in a city the size of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a matter of when was the last time you got in an accident?
Oh, geez.
It's not
some
a matter of when.
Crazy old man.
It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when.
Yeah.
How long ago?
Oh, like February. And we're still in dealing with the insurance.
Still, of course. Yeah.
Because he now claims it was like I slammed into him. It was just total crap.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have to deal with that stuff so
much.
And there's so many people on the road that aren't paying attention.
Yep.
That's the thing that just kills me is like people will just back into traffic. They'll stop.
Oh, yeah. You had this happen very recently.
They'll stop in a the left lane when there's a middle lane available to pull into to get out of traffic.
Yeah, that's
they'll
a waiting stop. Lane. Oh, wait in it.
Drives me crazy.
It's really not that hard.
A lot of people texting.
Oh, my God. All the time.
So
that's the ones who are always like changing speed. They'll suddenly go really fast and then they're really slow and swerving over and they're so the ones texting.
You have to be incredibly careful when you're driving because nobody else is.
Yeah, you have to always pay attention all around you.
So when I was on the 101 near the 405.
Not getting over in time.
I was fascinated. 405, not the 134. I was fascinated by a guy who was driving a, and I'm sorry, but it was a Prius. I looked and I was trying to figure out what is he doing? Is he like, what's he doing to his face? I couldn't figure out what he was doing to his face.
Well, I've seen women putting makeup on
I have
in
too.
The car and looking in the mirror, but what was he
that
doing?
That was my first thought. And then it was like, well,
this is a fella.
Clearly not doing that.
Maybe.
And then I saw what it was.
Yeah.
It was in his left hand he had something, and in his right hand he had something.
Oh, so he doesn't need any hands for steering.
His right...
I don't want to know what he was steering
his,
with.
His right, like, wrist was steering.
Oh, sure, that's fine.
But he was holding a little tube.
Well, the good thing is
in his right hand.
No bumps out there.
Right, it's, and no traffic.
Never not, yeah.
He was holding a little tube
okay.
in his right hand.
Is that what you call it these days?
And he was swabbing his nose with his left hand.
Oh, you're taking your COVID test on the way to work?
He was taking his COVID test while driving.
Your COVID test needs to be very still once you've actually put the little drops in the thing. So you already ruined your stupid test.
Yes.
You need to not shake it at all. What an idiot.
And imagine that. Imagine while you're driving... You've got something stuck up your nose, and if there's any kind of accident, that's going right through your brain.
Yeah, well, he hasn't had any brain anyway, but imagine seeing that in 2018 before anybody was doing the COVID test.
Yeah, true.
Like, why is that dude sticking a swab up his nose?
That is true, but he was, and I was like, dude, how much of a rush are you in?
Right?
That you can't take 15 minutes to see if you're healthy to go someplace.
Take it 15 minutes before you leave,
would
man.
It kill you? Or maybe he was looking for a way out. Maybe he was like, please be positive. Please be positive.
Well, I'm kind of with him on that
But
one.
The truth of the matter is,
you can drive like that.
You can tell anyone that and they'll go, okay, fine, stay away. Now.
Right? Oh, yeah.
You can tell anybody.
Yeah.
If you're supposed to go to a party or a get together or whatever.
I came in positive. I better.
Oh, I should have thought of that this morning. I could have stayed home.
No one questions it.
No, of course not.
They're just like, yes, okay, good. You stay home.
Yeah, remember we did that a few months ago. We're like, if you ever use that as an excuse.
Yes.
And a pretty good number of people said, yeah.
This guy was taking a COVID test while driving.
Stupid bastard.
On the freeway.
What is on the freeway?
So that's the topic, 818-955-KLOS. What are the things you've seen other people do while driving?
Yeah.
I've always been fascinated by women who put on makeup. And the little eye, it looks like a toothpick.
Wow, you're still asking the wrong person.
I'm just saying, like, when you're put on makeup, it just looks like it's got a point to it.
Oh, right.
And it really wouldn't take much of an accident or even just a...
Woo!
Oh.
Have they not seen Airplane? Because, you know, a little bump will make the makeup go flying.
That is correct. That does happen. Yes.
It's always lovely.
So 818-955-KLOS. Things that you've seen people do while driving in Southern California. Call now.
The Hollywood sound. I love that line. I love that song.
I do too.
I love life. No, wait, hold on.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We started by telling a story about a guy that I saw on the freeway taking a COVID test.
Taking the COVID test on the freeway.
He had the little,
while driving.
He had the little vial thing in his right hand.
Sure.
And he had the little thing and he was sticking it up his nose in the left hand.
Damn.
And it doesn't seem ideal. No, so we're talking about things you've seen people do while driving.
I seen a girl smoking what looked like meth out of aluminum foil driving with her knee in Orange County on the 57.
Oh, my God. Was she going 100?
Oh, we're doing freeway speed for sure.
Right on. Did you get a puff?
No, I don't want that.
It was not exactly. A puff pass situation.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I'm with him on that.
How you doing?
No, thank you. Hey, good. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Things you've seen people do while driving.
Texting and driving, of course, is one of the most obvious. But
yes.
I've seen a cat just the other day on the freeway driving while eating a bowl of cereal.
Ah!
Eating a bowl of cereal. What now kind this, of cereal? Yeah, could you tell?
That's the first thing I wanted to know.
I couldn't really. I was in the next car, you know, so I couldn't really tell. But I could tell it was clearly cereal, and he was using a spoon. He was using both hands. So he had the bowl in one hand, the spoon in the other, and I guess he was driving with his knee. I don't know.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's up there. That's pretty damn good. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, is it Kevin Slugo?
It is. Yes, hi.
Well, I drive down the 10 freeway going to Los Angeles because I drive from San Bernardino, and I hate it when you see a car swerve in and out, losing control when they're eating nachos from 8 p.m. and drinking soda at the same time.
I mean, seriously, just go ahead and sit in the parking lot for 18 seconds.
Right,
and you can
it doesn't take that long.
No.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. So people eating is the main one so far.
Yeah, so far. Yeah, yeah. 818-955-KLOS. What have you seen people doing?
While driving. I saw a guy giving himself a COVID test while driving.
On the freeway.
On the freeway.
So far we've heard that someone was eating a bowl of cereal with both hands. I'm hoping it was like peanut butter Cap'n Crunch. That's my favorite.
I would have gone with chocolate Lucky Charms. Yeah? They're magically delicious.
You should be slapped for that. And someone said they saw someone smoking what appeared to be meth.
Yeah, that seems bad.
That seems like a bad thing to do.
So you saw what while someone was driving?
Women playing with their c***s. I drive a bobtail truck, so I can see down in other cars. One time I pulled up this lady, and she's going at it with her toy.
Mm-hmm. With a toy?
With her dildo.
Right, we know what toy means. Right.
And she told me she c***ed out and put it in her mouth. I said, nice, and then she flashed me a boob.
Well, wow. That's amazing and awesome.
This is all sounding quite good.
Yeah, I want to join you in the cab of your truck.
Did you pull over?
Oh, that's my impression of a truck.
It's great.
Stopping.
Actually, I got lucky because we were in traffic, so I was alongside her for a little bit.
Nice. Right on.
She's just messing with you. I love it.
Well, I think she's having a good time. Saw somebody was enjoying it. And
sure.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Talking about things you've seen other people do while driving.
Yeah, so my girlfriend picks me up to go to the beach in her 67 Bug. I strap the surfboard on. We take off. She's driving with her knee, rolling me a doobie. So I learned how to drive with my knee.
Whilst rolling a big fat fatty.
Yep, going up the freeway, getting ready to go surfing. And she was delish, too. Good times.
All right, take
love
it easy.
Guys show.
Yeah, hand thanks, check, man.
Thank you. Check. Thank you.
Right, I can totally smoke it, man. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
I used to live in the Bay Area, okay? I've seen several different things. I've seen a guy smoking crack on the freeway.
Great.
I've seen a woman change her shirt on the freeway.
Woo, I like that one.
I've seen all kinds of weird things. Yeah.
Actually, I lived in San Francisco for a little while, and people probably saw me driving in the closed breakdown lane one time, because there's the freeway markings in that area up in San Francisco are terrible.
Right.
So I had no idea until like stuff started flying everywhere. You know how like people drive the breakdown lanes now, right. You're trying to zip past everyone, and there was crap flying in the
and
air.
And you still didn't know what you were doing?
I finally got over into the other. It was like
you were high.
818-955-KLOS.
What did you see other people doing while driving? We're talking about things you've seen other people do while driving. I saw a guy taking a COVID test, which was...
just do it before you get into work.
A little shocking.
On the freeway.
What have you seen?
Yeah, I was sitting at a light, and I watched this guy clean his ear with a razor and a pencil.
Gross.
And then pull it out of his ear and smell it.
I'm so happy he didn't eat it.
Smell it.
I just didn't want him to eat it, that's all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hello. Well, it was a guy and girl that were down on the freeway. The girl was driving. The guy, I saw him reach over, grab the hand, and she starts to perform oral sex on him, the passenger, while she was driving. I guess she had her...
Okay, wait. What? So you're saying he held the wheel from the passenger seat?
Yes. Yes.
But she was sitting in the driver's seat.
Yes.
Wow.
It's supposed to be the other way around.
It seems like that could have been done a lot easier.
Right. I would have thought, too. And she went at it.
That's nice of her.
Was she driving well?
I mean, They weren't swerving.
Keep it right down the lane.
I approve.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you.
818-955-KLOS.
Things you've seen people do while driving.
You know, see, I always hear moving in stereo starting after that. We should do that as a two-for-one.
Sure.
Just as my...
Why not?
My head. Someone's taking shots at us.
Gimme 5 is coming up in a few minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's a countdown.
Hey, make more noise. We can only hear half of what you're doing. We're talking about things you've seen people do while driving.
I drive a BAV called an excursion, so it's not a small vehicle. Most people tend not to cut it off.
Okay.
But this woman gets on the 405-hour freeway behind the orange curtain. She's eating something, and I see her putting on her eye makeup and talking on the phone, and she swerves across all lanes. I'm doing 75, and she swerves in front of me, and I have no place to go. I pitch the car sideways, and I see her eyes through my passenger window while I'm sideways get really wide, and she swerves back out the number two lane. It was just like,
I shouldn't have done that.
Wow, that's crazy. That is crazy. Man,
thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
I mean, your makeup can't look good if you're doing it in traffic.
You know what scares the absolute bejesus out of me?
What?
When you're on the freeway and the guy next to you is not looking ahead, and his hand is flailing something underneath his... I don't know what he's flailing.
Yes, you do.
He's not even looking. And then he has bug eyes.
So give me five, and it's a countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, starting off with Five Finger Death Punch. So songs or bands with 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 until everything explodes. Please enjoy on KLOS. It's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and give me five today. Something about four coming up after Five Finger Death Punch right there. And it's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and give me five today. Something about four coming up after Five Finger Death Punch right there.
Every day at five, we do Give Me Five, which is five songs in a row with a theme.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1 is our theme today, and that was number four, and it's sort of a quadruple number four because it's from Led Zeppelin 4, and it's called Four Sticks, and John Bonham used to play it with four sticks.
There
hence
you go.
The title. So
KLOS, hello.
Hi, did we win?
Well, I don't know if you can guess what the number three song is that has to do with 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 today. Maybe you'll win absolutely nothing. What's your guess? You're right. How did you guess? Give me three steps, Leonard Skinner. That's amazing.
That is crazy that you came up with that out of nothing, out of nowhere. Well done.
Thank you.
So give me five. Five songs in a row with a theme. Today it's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, the song or the band.
And it is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Shall we take a guess as to what number two is?
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how about Blur, song number two?
Oh.
No, it's Smoke Two Joints, but good try. So there's number one. On the Give Me Five today, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We play five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme, and today it was 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And that was number one, but it was also number two. Well, it was number one of two. It's a twofer from Metallica that's going to continue in just an exciting moment after these exciting commercials.
What? Hold, you're breaking up a twofer?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
A Metallica twofer for ya.
It's Metallica.
Sorry. That's how Jed always pronounced it.
So. Sluggo was off for 2 weeks, and when he came in today, he forgot how to use the microphone. I'm not kidding.
No, that's a fact.
He turned the microphone up into the air, which is the opposite of the way these microphones work.
Actually, I'm shocked more hasn't gone south after 2 weeks.
It's super weird.
Jettison all information.
Well, maybe this is part of the problem.
Okay.
This is what your favorite alcoholic drink says about you.
Ha-ha! Nice.
So whatever your favorite is, this is what it says about you.
Okay.
So we're going to start with whiskey.
Okay.
With or without Coke?
Okay.
Now, do you have a favorite?
I used to drink whiskey and Coke all the time. Do you mean, do I have a favorite drink?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, wait till I get to it.
Okay.
Now, is this it?
No.
Okay, not whiskey.
Okay.
Men who order this drink at the bar are more likely to be a bad boyfriend.
That makes sense. Yeah, that totally makes sense.
It just says they get a little rowdy and lose the ability to know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was quite a mess when I was in a whiskey phase.
Vodka soda.
That's my drink right there.
Is it?
These days, yeah. You're, I've gone through
these days,
everything, yeah.
If you play it safe with vodka soda.
Which is where I'm at these days. Uh-huh.
Then you like nights out without the need to feel guilty about breaking your diet.
Holy cow, that's pathetic.
You chose that health conscious route.
Yeah.
Did you know you were choosing a health conscious?
Yes,
did you?
I did. That's right. Sad. Boo!
No, it's not sad. It's smart.
Yeah, I guess.
It's you're boring.
You're lame, but...
Gin and tonic.
Gin and tonic. That was also a drink about 4 years ago of mine for a couple years.
Gin lovers probably have an interesting career. and are likely the cool person in their group.
I guess it's so accurate.
It's too bad that you had to move on from that one. Rum? Rum is your favorite beverage?
That was my first drink.
Was
when
it?
I first got into drinking at a way too early age.
You probably rock up to your favorite bar wearing statement clothing.
Yeah.
And tend to be pretty sensible. Don't like to be out of control drunk.
Yeah, I didn't at first.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow. This is interestingly accurate.
Yes.
Does it come from bartenders, I would imagine?
It does come from bartenders.
Well, there you go. They should know.
And of course, it's not a scientific study, but a lot of them have weighed in, and this is sort of a generalization.
Yeah. Now, where's yours? Are you on here? Yeah.
Mine is vodka Red Bull.
Vodka Red Bull? You're a lunatic.
Yes. Well, like when I go to Vegas.
Oh, yeah, sure.
If I'm just having some with dinner, it's vodka soda, whatever.
No, okay. Oh, so you're playing in safe these too. That's nice.
But when I go out,
especially to Vegas,
it's vodka Red Bull.
And that means
you must be the wild one. They really have no intention to slow down until the bartender turns up the lights and turns off the music.
That is you. I mean, your texts are
how dare
legendary
you.
When you're just out there having a great... You intend to crash into a wall.
That was just bad autocorrect. That's all that was.
Ass.
Beer is for people who get stressed easily and often worry about their future or uncertainties, and they make that because it's a simple choice. Just give me whatever beer. They don't worry about wine.
White wine.
Oops. Most likely mid-30s, ordering a few glasses, sat with your child's friend's parents. White wine drinkers often identify as curious, sarcastic, and perfectionists.
Okay. Well, that's clearly not us. Well, except for the sarcastic part.
Yeah, right. Red wine, if that's more your style.
I drink a lot of red wine.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. You're mostly adventurous and organized.
Very organized.
Don't those two things seem to go...
Yes, not go together.
They're opposing things.
Yeah.
Adventurous and organized.
Mm.
While red wine drinkers might give off a classy vibe, these people tend to struggle to hear anyone's opinion above their own.
Well, that's true. You know, I don't drink out, though. So at the bar, I would never order red wine.
You wouldn't?
No. I just drink bottles of it at home. Me and Heidi of the Heidi and Franco, she drinks a ton of red wine.
What about tequila shots? We didn't mention tequila.
I hate tequila. It made me so sick
too.
So many times.
It
really
made me sick. Yeah. Okay. Asking a bartender for a shot of tequila is really just another way of saying, I don't have work tomorrow.
And possibly the next day.
And possibly the next day if I can keep going. So that's what it says about you. If you, whatever your drink is, that's what it says about you.
So now we know.
Now we know. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Two in a row from Kiss there. And Gene Simmons is on the phone right now. Hey, Gene.
That's an excellent song you just played.
Yeah, Detroit Rock City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, a beautiful song. I remember when I wrote that song. I was actually in Detroit, in Rock City, in Motor City, and I had just finished having an orgy with Gerald Levert and Sebastian Bach, probably 1989.
Right. Any women involved?
Kevin, that's...
I
know you're joking. I know you're joking, but
okay.
It would be truly... I don't know if they've invented machinery yet. There's no calculator that could properly describe how many women were involved. I mean, probably all of the Midwest.
Really. I see. Okay. So most of the Midwest. All right. Well, what are you calling about today, Gene? It's good to talk to you but...
I, of course, have Google Alert and all the standard things about anything KISS related, Gene Simmons related.
Mm-hmm.
But I've actually worked out a deal with the NSA that whenever anyone is referring to rock and roll of any type, they talk about it, they reference it, I'm alerted so that I could potentially collect some money, you know, if they somehow even accidentally mention the words that I might have copyrighted, I'm going to call to make sure that I can
have you copyrighted rock and roll?
And in English and oxygen.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible.
Hydrogen as well. That's Yeti coolers,
ceiling
fans, pneumatic tubes.
Okay.
Toasters,
right.
Brochures of any type.
Sure.
These are all things that belong to, of course, Gene Simmons. Now, as I was saying, I was going through this NSA ping that I get, and I saw that you were discussing chill rock songs. Great chill rock songs. This is
It's a playlist.
On to relax.
You know? Yeah, it's a playlist I was putting together. Sligo and I were putting together of rock songs, but chill, like you want to just hang out and maybe smoke a little weed songs.
I understand. Of course, I don't use drugs because I don't need to because my life's paradise. But I understand what you're going for. Can you just remind me? I know I looked at the list myself, but okay. Give me some of the examples of the songs that you chose.
Well, for example, She's a Rainbow by the Rolling Stones. Lights by Journey, of course.
Okay, Hacks, yes.
What?
Hacks, I said.
Oh, Take the Long Way Home by Supertramp.
Not a bad song, I'll give them that.
Okay, all right. I Can't Tell You Why by the Eagles.
And where on this list is Beth?
Landslide by Fleetwood Mac.
And where's Beth?
Drive by the Cars.
And then at any time you talk
Free
about
Free Fallen
and
course, Tom Petty.
Forever by Kiss.
Patience, Guns N' Roses, forever. And Chris Cornell. You know,
yes, okay. About forever.
Yeah. I don't, I'm not, I love a lot of, I love all Kiss songs except for Forever. I'm kind of lukewarm on Forever. If that's cool.
You understand how powerful that song is? Do you know how meaningful it is?
I don't.
A lot of people think it's a romance song. Sure. I mean, I guess if you interpret it that way, that's fine. But I was in Israel.
Yes.
I just returned from a Chechen orgy with Benjamin Netanyahu and Desmond Tutu. And we had wrecked many women, and we were standing in a cafe in Jerusalem, and I was hit by how beautiful life can be.
Right.
You know, because of things like love and tenderness and poontang.
Right. Sure.
And right there, me and Bibi Netanyahu, we wrote that song. We initially wrote it in Yiddish, but that song has so much.
Okay.
It's been said that it's better than anything Mozart, Brahms, Bach.
Who said that?
Created. Many outlets.
Okay. I'll listen to it again with all of that knowledge in mind with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Where's Beth?
Okay. Love Bites by Def Leppard.
That terrible song, Hacks. They're like the Milli Vanilli of rock.
They Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Let It Be by the Beatles.
Anthony Kiedis can't speak English, and you're telling me that's a great song.
New York Groove by Ace Frehley. U2.
Hold on. I'm going to sue your radio station. You say New York Groove by Ace Frehley?
Yeah.
That ridiculous drunk that I looked in his face
it's just
in 1977, and I said, you're fired, like Donald Trump.
Well, it's just a song.
Like
that
a bitch, he cried. He got on his knees. He and Peter Criss. I was like, would you like another drink, you lousy sack of poop? And I didn't say poop.
That seems harsh. But I'm just saying New York Groove is on my list. That's all. It's on my list of chill songs.
I have a song called Up Yours Groove that I'm going to sing for
okay,
you.
Let's hear it.
Okay, and it's called Kevin Has a Giant Head, and he's dumb, and he likes bad music. Up yours. Boom. Rock and roll. Hooray. Yeah. Tonight.
Wow.
A couple in a row from Queen on a 2 for Tuesday on this KLOS deal.
I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood called Great News with Kevin and Mike, because you need some good news to balance out all the bad, especially these days.
Damn,
oh my
straight.
God, everything's so depressing.
It's getting so bad.
You can find it on YouTube or anywhere you find podcasts. Great News with Kevin and Mike. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We learned there's a huge difference between a chicken and a rooster.
Oh, yeah.
And that roosters are dicks and will kill you given an opening. I saw a guy giving himself a COVID test while driving, and there were also a lot of calls about people having sex in the car on the freeway.
Yeah, I'm amazed how many people are able to get the deed done whilst driving.
Which is terribly distracting.
Not a good idea.
And also 3 thumbs up.
But very fun.
Plus, what your drink says about you, my Red Bull vodka means that I'm a troublemaker, so that's clearly not true. It's false and it's a lie.
All right, I'm off to have some Red Bull and vodka.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
2 days after Brian Jones had passed away, the Rolling Stones put on a free concert in London's Hyde Park, which became a tribute to Brian on this day in rock in 1969. Hey, you know the song I'm Free by The Who? It was released on this day in rock in 1969. Jane's Addiction, Audio Slave, and Incubus rejoined the Lollapalooza tour, the first one that had happened since 1997 on this day in rock in 2003.